This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new unrivaled league, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Be honest. Do you regret your high school boyfriend? Just have a moment of honesty. Like that guy that you dated in high school. Do you ever think about him and just think he sucks? Seriously, when you think, oh man, think back about that guy you went to prom with or homecoming. Be like, what is that loser doing? 314-531-9898. Do you regret your high school boyfriend? I'm expecting no one to call in. But I was shocked by the amount of text messages we got about regretting their high school boyfriend when I asked the Mega Mind question of the day. Something we do every day on this show. We ask like a little like brain teaser. And the question was, what is the number one thing women regret about high school? And the answer was hairstyle, guys.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, boyfriend, that guy I dated. It was like
Getting like deep on the text line for a Mega Mind.
And it was like, oh my God, another text line with the boyfriend. Oh man. And they're like calling out guys by name. Like, oh man, I hate that guy, Roger. I'm like, man, who dated Roger? I probably would have regretted him too. Like, it was nuts. So I'm like, is this really a thing? Do people actually regret the guy they dated in high school? Or are you kind of like, yeah, the guy I dated in high school, I check out him on Facebook or Instagram. He's doing well. 314-531-9898. Does anyone regret the person they dated in high school?
I cannot say I do. I dated someone, let's see, four and a half years. Middle of high school throughout and then through college too. And I don't regret it at all. One, he was a good guy. Two, I loved having like someone I always knew I was going to go to homecoming with, prom with. I could go to parties with him. We had each other for each other's sporting events.
Hannah, you loved him.
Yeah, right.
The question is, do you regret him? Let me tell you about this guy. He was a catch.
He was a good guy.
Hannah went on and on about this guy. This dude, he's the winner.
No, I still don't think about him. I broke up with him.
Right.
Chapter is closed.
Yeah. Is it?
Yes. But no, I don't regret it. I think a lot of people face the regret, like maybe dating someone their senior year. And they wish they wouldn't have done that because, you know, when you go to different colleges and that whole saga happens, maybe people regret that. But here I am in my camp. I still don't regret that either.
No, she loved that guy. That guy was a catch.
Wow.
Damn, yeah.
Well. Shut up, Parker. You were awesome.
Wow, Parker just got like a rave review.
Yeah.
So it's funny you say senior year because I had a boyfriend senior year. I still don't think I regret it, though. Like, I don't think I honestly liked him that much. I think it was just more of, like, people kind of pushed us to be like, no, you like him. And he was like, yeah, and I don't know. So we just, like, dated for a couple months, and it was fine. We went on, like, triple dates with my friends a lot.
Do you wish you would have not dated him, though, because you would have soaked up your senior year?
No, I feel like I soaked it up just fine.
Okay. See, like, that's what I thought.
I feel like it's more fun to soak it up with someone.
That's the thing.
Especially Parker, apparently. Right. He's the best.
But yeah, I wish I would have soaked it up with him, too.
Yeah, I wanted to date Parker.
Guys, I'm so scared to check my phone. I'm going to get lit up.
But I think that's my regret, not dating more in high school. I mean, I had a couple of dates with, you know, different girls for different dances and things like that, but nothing really, like, you know, I should have dated more. To find, you know, the opportunity to find other people.
Dances were always more fun when I went with friends.
Guys,
I will say
really?
That.
Really?
So much more
that's
fun.
That's what I think people are going to say. Guys, Kelly Pavlicek, she sucked. I have
right,
somebody.
You married your high school sweetheart. You better not say you regret that.
There's the girl I dated before my wife, Katie. cheated on me, and I think it screwed up the beginning part of my... I know it screwed up the beginning part of my relationship with my now wife. I like had a lot of trust issues because she cheated on me. I felt like it was hard for us. My wife and I did like 7 years long distance. I felt like it was really hard. I wouldn't have made it through any of that stuff. My wife was the one that carried our relationship, saw more in me than I saw in myself. She saw more in the relationship than I did. It was all probably because of Kelly. And I do feel like I wasted time dating somebody who cheated on me, who hurt me. I learned a lot from it. So it's not like, oh, I don't want to be like the dude who has a tattoo that says no regrets, but it's clearly spelled wrong. Like,
you're right, yeah.
Like,
no regrets.
The girl cheated on me. And I never, I don't talk to her now to this day. So I wish I didn't waste my time with her because I'm not talking to her now, and she hurt me. So, yeah, I would take that 6 months back, and I would not get hurt and probably wouldn't have stumbled through the beginning part of my relationship. Now, I do think everything happens for a reason, but, yeah, Kelly Pavlicek, she sucks. 314-531-9898. Do you regret your high school boyfriend? What happened that made you regret it? Would you wish you could have dated someone different? Or did you date Parker? And I did it, Parker. He was great. Apparently, people did not love their high school boyfriend. That was a thing. 314-531-9898. I regret this guy I dated in high school. Let me tell you why. Most guys that you dated in high school probably were like tools. I mean, we were just trying to figure it out. Actually, we're just guys. We're just always tools. Except for Hannah's ex, apparently, Parker. But like, no, it really honestly came, this question came up because I asked the Mega Mind question of the day and it was like, hey, what is the number one thing women regret from high school? And the answer was just like simply their hairstyle back then. Like, I wish I didn't do that hairstyle. But so many people had texted into the show. Like, it was just like, boom, boom, boom. Like, I regret the guy I dated. This guy sucked. Oh, my God. So what happened and why do you regret them? 314-531-9898.
Lots of text on both sides of the aisle here. One of them says, yes, I regret dating them because I ended up marrying him. We are now divorced.
Mm. Oh, no. My God. See that? Yeah. Wow.
Then we have another side. No regrets here. I married him and we have two kids, says Lexi. Another text says, yes, I regret him. He never treated me right from the beginning. I dodged a bullet, though. He's in his 20s with no job, no driver's license, and no ambition.
I love, like, when you look at your ex, even if it's the high school ex, and it's like, what are they doing with their lives? Oh, good, I'm doing better. Everyone is trying to win the breakup. Mm-hmm. Heather, how do you feel about the guy you dated in high school?
So I loved him then, and I love him still. We've been married for 17 years. We have four children together, and we are still unbelievably happy together.
Is his name Parker?
Stop!
No, that's awesome.
His name is Roger. And oddly enough, you were talking about Roger.
That's so funny. I was saying, like, who dates a Roger? Oh, man, you can never date
those. She did. She married him.
Look at that. Yeah, well, okay. So there are some good Rogers out there. Good to know, Heather.
There are.
All right.
And he's active duty military, and we were able to do long distance for a long time.
Wow, fantastic.
We've moved across the country together multiple times, and I would go anywhere for him.
Well, thank you so much for you and your, Roger's service. We really do appreciate it.
Absolutely.
We know the whole family serves. Like you said, the whole family had to move across the country. And I can relate, as a high school sweetheart, my wife and I, we were long distance for 7 years, and moving across the country, I've moved a lot because of radio. And so it's hard. It's hard to make it through those times. There's definitely bad times and good times, but it's what a cool story that you and Roger have, Heather.
That's why you marry your best friend. It makes a huge difference.
Well said. Thank you so much for the call, Heather, and rub it in on everyone else. Hannah and Heather just rubbed it in. Like, these, those high school guys you dated, they all suck.
Oh my gosh.